one more hour as we now enter the fourth and final hour of this edition of the show. Before we continue, I want to play a quick PSA courtesy of WMFO.
You may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Thank you so much for that. As we begin the 6 o'clock hour, I just want to remind everybody that I will be taking phone calls. Feel free to call in. Don't be afraid. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We talked about how important sports is and how the importance of sports following 9/11 during the 5 o'clock hour. And I want to begin this hour by talking about the importance of baseball, and especially its return after 9/11. There's a clip that I have for you guys. It's the first of two that I have. You may be familiar, if you're a baseball fan, if you're listening, you may be familiar with Harry Callis, the legendary Hall of Fame voice, former voice of the Philadelphia Phillies. He passed away 10 years ago in 2009, in which he delivered an important message. And he welcomed us all back to baseball after 9/11. And I want to play for you that clip in its entirety. It's only about 2.5 minutes or so. But I think it's really appropriate for the message that's delivered, and as well as part of what I am actually going to talk about during this segment. So this is courtesy of the Philadelphia Phillies in Major League Baseball. Give me one second. Yeah, this is courtesy of the Philadelphia Phillies, and we talk about how. One second. Come on. We talk about how baseball has always been the American pastime. And oftentimes or not, we tend to forget just how truly important, how much baseball is really interwoven in the fabric in the fabric of this country. So without further ado, I am going to play the clip for you. This is courtesy of Major League Baseball. This is Harry Callis welcoming us all back to baseball in the wake of 9/11, when the games returned to everybody on September 17th, 2001, 6 days after 9/11. Enjoy.
From the cradle of liberty, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, do we have closure? No. No, the heinous acts of terrorism last Tuesday will be with us for as long as we all shall live. We have earned a greater respect and love for the men and women of our fire departments, our police departments, our emergency rescue squads. We are all Americans, and we are proud to be Americans. And we must never resort to the thinking that created Tuesday's acts of terrorism. They were born of hatred. We as individuals, we as a nation, must never hate. More than ever before, we must stand together and live by his words, love one another. Here at Veterans Stadium, we see various displays of nationalism and patriotism, and let us always remember that above all else, love one another, love thy brother. Yes, baseball will go on. It won't be the same. It'll be a long time before it's the same. But sports has always been a diversion from our everyday problems, and in this case, from a national tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers in our hearts go out to the families and to the friends of the victims of the tragedy of September 11th, 2001. The color guard is now coming up on the field. We see waves of people here at Veterans Stadium standing united, regardless of race, color, religion, or creed. We're all together as members of the United States of America. We're proud to be Americans, and baseball is our national pastime. We're proud to be small pieces of our national pastime, and we want to see it continue. You can hear in the background chants of the USA. Yes, America perhaps now will become more united than ever before, and probably now we won't need it more than any time that I can ever recall.
That was the late Harry Callis, Hall of Fame broadcaster and former voice of the Philadelphia Phillies, on September 17th, 2001, welcoming us all back to baseball. As that was the first night back for Major League Baseball, as it went on hiatus for 6 days after the attacks on 9/11. And baseball is a sport, for me personally, is my heart and soul. It was the first sport that I really truly fell in love with, that I really understood the nuances, the choreography, the pace, and everything about it. It was just truly as American as apple pie. And one of the things that really stood out to me personally, as when I watched that clip and listened to it along with you guys, was at that time you could hear, and you could still hear, the raw emotion in his voice, the voice of Harry Callis. And in the following clip I'm going to play for you guys next, because this one is, I have to say, is the most important one that I probably will play from now to the end of the show. You know, baseball played such a huge role in helping this nation get back on its feet. Because at that time, baseball, the 2001 season, it was quite exciting. You had the Seattle Mariners en route to setting the American League record, the new American League record for most wins in a single regular season. You had Schilling and Johnson dominating in the desert for the Arizona Diamondbacks as the powerful 1-2 punch. You had also, don't forget, Barry Bonds going after the home run record that was previously set by Mark McGwire 3 years before in 1998. Not to mention, you also had the New York Yankees, who were still in the midst of their dynasty, trying to go for a four-peat, which hadn't been done since the New York Yankees of between 1949 and 1953, since they had won 5 straight World Series championships. So all of that came to a screeching halt when 9/11 occurred. And then when it returned, there was two very important voices that I really believed that we all needed to hear. And did we ever hear those voices? The next clip that I'm going to play for you guys is, again, also courtesy of Major League Baseball. It's the voice of a name that you may remember, and I'm sure all of you remember, the legendary Jack Buck, the father of Fox Sports announcer Joe Buck, whom I have a tremendous amount of reverence and respect for. There was a poem that he read, and there was a message in which he delivered at Busch Stadium right after 9/11. Despite his health deteriorating at that point, Jack Buck stood in front of the crowd at Old Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri, and delivered a poem and a moment that truly, to this day, is still truly unforgettable in every sense of the word. And for Jack Buck, before he passed away in June of 2002, unfortunately, he delivered this note. And for the listening audience, I'm going to play this one in its entirety. It's about 6 minutes long. But out of respect for the man who delivered this message and the message itself, this is the late Jack Buck, legendary broadcaster and Hall of Famer, Baseball Hall of Fame broadcaster, delivering a moving speech and poem in St. Louis, Missouri on Monday, September 17th, 2001, as baseball returned after 9/11. This is courtesy of Major League Baseball. Enjoy.
I don't know about you, but as for me, the question has already been answered. Should we be here? Yes. Should we show others how to demonstrate our resolve? Yes, and we shall do it here this evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to baseball. Welcome back to Busch Stadium. To all of the fans tuning in around the country, welcome to St. Louis. The Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers and all of baseball welcome you back to Busch Stadium and this special evening in memory of those who lost their lives in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania, and in honor of the heroic rescue workers and the pride that we have in our country, which we shall show you here this evening. Making their way towards the second base area are the color guards representing the American Legion, the St. Louis City and County Police Departments, the St. Louis Fire Department, and fire departments from around our area. Following them, our area firefighters bringing in our nation's flag. Ladies and gentlemen, we all now know about our police and firemen and the work that they always have done for us. These men and women are here. They are here to demonstrate their love for their fallen brethren. And the police and fire department will always be there for you, whoever you are, whatever you need, despite the fact they don't even know you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to read a poem which I have written for this occasion, after which there will be a special 21-gun fireworks salute. since this nation was founded under God, more than 200 years ago, we have been the bastion of freedom, the light that keeps the free world aglow. We do not covet the possessions of others. We are blessed with the bounty we share. We have rushed to help other nations, anything, anytime, anywhere. War is just not our nature. We won't start, but we will end the fight. If we are involved, we shall be resolved to protect what we know is right. We have been challenged by a cowardly foe who strikes and then hides from our view. With one voice we say, we have no choice today. There is only one thing to do. Everyone is saying the same thing and praying that we end these senseless moments we are living. As our fathers did before, we shall win this unwanted war, and our children will enjoy the future we'll be giving.
That was the Hall of Famer and legendary broadcaster, longtime voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, Jack Buck, with a poignant message and poem that he delivered in St. Louis on Monday, September 17th, 2001, as Major League Baseball returned to service, returned to play 6 days after the 9/11 attacks. And in the two clips that I played during this segment, the important message was, you know, being able to demonstrate resolve, you know, and perseverance, and it was really tremendous of this nation and the people like locally, wherever you may have been, to come together to unite as people. And baseball was an absolute champion in regards to leading the way of how a professional sports league should handle such a tragedy, and as well as talk about using the sport to help bring people together. And baseball has always been the American pastime. And we asked baseball to be the American pastime in the aftermath of 9/11, and did it ever be our national pastime? Coming up next, in the next segment, we're going to talk about a moment that was very important, but also powerful for the city of New York, and consequently enough for this country, I'd say, but especially for the city of New York. A moment that happened in the aftermath of 9/11 that I want to share with you what that moment was when we return. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show, commemorative edition and special edition, commemorating and honoring the 18th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
In the faded light, you touch my body. I can feel your hands on my skin. Think you got me right where you want me, but you're just in my way. I came to party on my own. Don't need nobody in my soul. I get down to the beat, I lose control.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright on this special edition of the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. You're listening to the 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. This entire show has been dedicated to the 18th anniversary of 9/11. That is today. It's been quite packed. 3.5 hours. We are here live until 7 o'clock this evening, where another live show will take over right after this one. That'll be the Big Picture. That's with Derek Jerry, who will join at 7 o'clock and take over from here on out. One thing that when I think about 9/11, especially in New York, New York has always had a flair for dramatics in sports. Whether you appreciate, love, or cheer for New York teams or not, you gotta admit, like, some of the most dramatic moments in sports have taken place in New York. But however, there was a moment in particular that happened 10 days after the 9/11 attacks, in the first home game for the New York Mets. Mike Piazza, the all-star catcher for the New York Mets at the time, and now Hall of Famer, baseball Hall of Famer, he played an important role in as to help the city come together, and as well as for it to find something to cheer about. And the one thing that When I look back on that particular moment in time, before I play the clip, one thing that really stands out to me personally is, for the most part, like, I remember vividly, like, it was a very tense time in New York. Like, there was a real great sense of uncertainty and a real great sense of what was to come next. And you know, you talk about the people who are going to be at the game and how would that impact, you know, the NYPD or the fire department and so forth, and EMT workers that were there that night. And there were people who were legitimately concerned, and it really was a legitimate conversation that was to be had, because they were playing the Atlanta Braves. This is like towards the end of the 2001 season. And the Mets, they were still in playoff contention, although they would ultimately not make the playoffs that season. But this was an important game between better division rivals. But like, in one of the true great moments that I could remember from that time was that these two teams, they came together in the middle of the field and hugged. You know, like, this is part of what I was saying earlier, that, you know, like, the ability to be able to put sports rivalries to the side and, you know, come together as human beings, you know, to uplift each other, you know. And the Mets were playing a game against the Atlanta Braves at Old Shea Stadium. And this was September 21st, 2001. The Mets were trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. And up until this point, it had been a terrific game. But not a lot to cheer for if you were a Mets fan at the time, in terms of that game. So they had a runner on base. Mike Piazza comes to the plate, and his following clip is specifically from Major League Baseball, and this is Harry Rose with the call on Fox Sports Net New York, with the dramatic call of Mike Piazza's home run and what came next. Enjoy.
Lopez wants it away.
And it's hit deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run! Mike Piazza and the Mets lead 3-2.
that's often the things.
That was Harry Rose with the call on Fox Sports Net New York at the time. And that home run meant so much to New York in particular, because at that point, it was actually the first baseball game played in New York on New York soil since September the 11th. And you talk about a moment that, you know, like I, even to this day, like Mets fans still talk about it. And even baseball fans, it's something that has talked about, especially here on this anniversary of 9/11. And I really couldn't begin to put into words what it truly means to Mets fans. But I do know this. What it meant to New Yorkers at that time was that home run brought New Yorkers together. Even if you were a Yankee fan, it didn't matter. It did not matter whatsoever. It meant that this was the beginning of a process where normalcy returned. And it was an important moment for a variety of reasons. But one of them in which that it showed that, you know what, we weren't going to be afraid. We weren't going to be afraid to have a sporting event in New York again. That New York wasn't going to be cowered into fear. This country was not going to be cowered into fear at all, whatsoever, under any circumstance. And that moment, provided by Mike Piazza of the New York Mets at that time, and now Baseball Hall of Famer, he uplifted a city and brought reason to cheer. And you heard in the crowd response how they reacted to that home run and what it meant. And it meant so much more than just the home run that won the ball game. It meant that it was okay to cheer. It's okay to stomp your feet, honk your horn, et cetera, et cetera. It meant that it was okay, that it was going to be okay again. And that's all you could ask for. And ultimately, as I mentioned, you want to talk about uniting a city of near 9 million people? That home run did. And even to this day, it wasn't just a New York moment. It was a baseball moment. A true moment that means so much, and it means so much still to this day to baseball and to baseball fans. And even 18 years later, as we reflect back on that tragic day and that moment in time, that home run still gives me chills thinking about it and reflecting on it. Coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show, the final segment of the show coming up. So take your phone calls. I'm here until 7. Take your calls at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Final thoughts on the 18th anniversary of the Shukri Wright Show. It's coming up next, right here on the Shukri Wright Show, special edition commemorating the 18th anniversary of 9/11. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Scream your name.
Welcome back to the Shook Free Right Show. Special edition commemorating the 18th anniversary of 9/11. This is Shook Free Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As always, you can call in the show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. In this final segment, I like to call it the final thoughts. And it's brought to you by yours truly. And the one thing I've been holding off on talking about during this radio show in particular is, you know, we talked about earlier in this show how sports has the ability to unite people. And on this 18th anniversary of this tragic day 18 years ago, I want to talk about something that's been really weighing on my heart. It's been weighing heavily on my heart, and I really feel that it's really appropriate now to talk about it and to discuss in great detail. The one thing I want to say is this. You know, when we look back on 9/11 and we talk about how truly powerful it was, how we were able to really come together as people, as Americans, and even regardless of background differences, whether it be racial, political, religious differences, and so forth, it didn't matter. It didn't matter at all. And the thing that really bothers me now, 18 years later, and we can do a comparison and contrast between where we were as a society 18 years ago versus where we are now today. And it truly saddens me a great deal that we've come so far in what seems like such a short period of time. However, we've taken so many steps back. Instead of being united in the manner in which we were 18 years ago, we're more divided now more than ever. And it's sad. It truly is sad. And I say this because we look at sports, and to me, there are times where it just seems like that we don't have the same fervor that we once did in terms of the ability to be able to watch and enjoy sports without it becoming some sort of political discourse. And the thing that is truly so bothersome, and I really believe that we should not have to wait for something so sad and so horrible to happen to come together as people and to be able to put our differences aside and be able to say, you know what? I may not agree with you, but I respect you. And we've gotten so far from that I can't help but think about this for a moment. You know, when we look back on 9/11 in particular, we look back at it in which that we didn't look at people as a label and so forth, in terms of whether it be politically or so forth. Especially politically now, because unfortunately, this is what it's come to, and it's a shame. It really is a shame that we were able to put all of our differences aside, and suddenly now we struggle with that. And it genuinely bothers me. And the reason why it bothers me is because the decency is dying. The same decency in which that we saw people wanting to simply help dig through rubble to bring people out, whether they were alive or dead, that wasn't the point. We've gone from showing a great deal of selflessness to showing selfishness. We've gone from having a great deal of willingness to have an understanding of one another, although we didn't have to necessarily agree, to simply shunning people away because we don't agree with them. And it bothers me so much because instead of being united as a group, united as a people, and it shouldn't just take only an anniversary of 9/11 to remember these things. We should remember these things every single day, that at the end of the day, we're all on the same boat. We're all on this together. And it's truly frustrating where friendships have turned from, you know, we're cool, we're best friends, to I can't stand the sight of you because you think differently from me, or you're not of me, and so forth. You know, and I mentioned this earlier in regards to sports rivalries. I mentioned that, you know, rivalries tend to bring out the nasty side in us, and so forth, in some cases. Not always, but in some cases. And it baffles me how, especially now more so, and I think a lot of it has to do with social media. Because if you remember, in 2001, there was no social media. There wasn't. You didn't have Twitter. Facebook wasn't a thing yet. And dare I say, Instagram wasn't even a thought. You know? And it's truly amazing how far we've come, but yet how far we still are 18 years later. And I just want to use this opportunity to remind ourselves that at the end of the day, I really genuinely believe that we have the ability to overlook our differences and to be able to have a cordial discussion, to have a conversation, a discussion. Because sports is meant to unite people, regardless of who you cheer for, not alienate, not destroy, or to create discord. And the thing that I find truly interesting, especially in today's times, as compared to 18 years ago, where I feel like I have a better understanding of the world around me and the world that we're all in, is that oftentimes we just don't listen with the intent to understand. Rather, we listen with the intent to reply. And when there's a lack of understanding, and when there's a lack of the willingness to want to hear each other out, it turns into, well, this is my point and this is what I'm going to stand on and nothing else matters. That's not how, unfortunately, that's not how bridges are made. That's how disconnections are made, you know? And I really think that here we are in 2019. Unfortunately, we've done more to find ourselves on opposite ends, sometimes to the extreme, of important discussions that we need to make. Because here's what's interesting. Sports has become more political now more than ever. And what we've seen, especially, and I do mean especially, in today's climate, we find ourselves clashing on social media instead of having a conversation, instead of wanting to learn from each other. Why is that? I don't get it. I genuinely don't get it. And what troubles me above all else is that because of social media, in some instances, it's really become more of my point is more valid than yours. And I feel that I have to be right. I have to get in the final word. And even sometimes we as people, we do it in person sometimes. So I just have one simple message on this 18th anniversary of 9/11. Can we please return to a time where we were kinder to each other? Can we please return to a time in which we were a bit more understanding, caring towards one another? Can we please return to a time in which that it didn't matter where you come from? It didn't matter whether if you were an immigrant or if you were born here. It didn't matter whether if you are a white, black, brown, et cetera, et cetera. You just wanted to help your fellow man. And that's what 9/11 really unveiled to us on many fronts. And we've gotten so far away from that. And it's sad. And it's a shame. It truly is a shame. You know? And I just hope that before it's all said and done, we can get back to those times. I really do hope so. I really do. Coming up next, I just want to step aside for just a moment and just do a quick rapid fire for latest happenings or what's going on locally on the sports scene, because it's been quite eventful, to say the least, especially since I was last on this past Saturday. So I'm going to get to that in just a moment. We'll be back in about 90 seconds. You're listening to the Sugar Wright Show, special edition 18th anniversary of 9/11. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Welcome back to the Shook for Right Show. This is Shook for Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Just want to do a quick rapid fire real quick before we wrap up the show officially. It's been quite eventful. A few days since we were last on, this past Saturday. We had the whole situation with Antonio Brown signing with the Patriots, now dealing with the rape allegations and so forth, sexual assault rather. The Red Sox, well, they've now lost four in a row. They're actually about to play a game in about 10 minutes or so up in Toronto, hanging on for dear life. So that's going to be really interesting to see what happens if they could even make the playoffs at this point, because at this point it's becoming increasingly unlikely. And also, Boston Bruins training camp starts tomorrow. I'm pretty pumped. I can't wait to see what happens, especially the big question really being is, can this team overcome the loss of Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final to the St. Louis Blues? And also, fall sports is really back. It's fully back. The Patriots, what an impressive win on Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers, 33-3. They really look good so far. But now with this whole Antonio Brown situation hanging over their heads, it's going to be interesting to see how and if that will impact this team moving forward. So stay tuned. Special thank you to all of those who tuned in today for the special edition of the Shook for Right Show. 4 hours. 4 hours we've done. From in regards to like the commemoration of the 18th anniversary of 9/11, this was terrific. Terrific to be here and have the opportunity to do a 4 hour show. Coming up next, we actually have another show coming up. We have the Big Picture with Derek Jerry coming up next. So stay tuned for that. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. This is Shukri Wright signing off. You have been listening to the Shukri Wright Show. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the rest of your evening, guys.